Thank you guys for tuning in to the Century 21 Property Advisors podcast today. Make sure you like and share if you got value and spread the knowledge.
Okay, so we talked about this earlier. No home warranty? What? I mean, I would encourage all buyers to get a home warranty. You can sell a home without one, but should you? You can add a home warranty at any time. So especially with multiple offers, sometimes they get written out, but still, you got to think about it. I mean, that buyer is going to come back to you if something malfunctions right after they move in. Why not just alleviate that? Tell them, hey, the seller's not going to provide us with one, but here, let me give you some brochures. I highly encourage you to get one. Have them call me. I can tell them all the reasons why they should. I get more calls than ever now that, hey, I just moved in. I didn't get a home warranty. I'm having this and this and this. I can sell them one, but I can't cover what's already going on. So it's still better if we do it at closing. The consumer direct, that's just for anybody across the nation. We can sell them on that monthly rate as well. I do it on my own home. I do it on my mom's home. So they run about $48 a month for that 515 plan. Really inexpensive to have all that coverage. We do allow up to 60 days after closing. That should say to add on options. You have 30 days after closing to still get these rates. Then it jumps a little higher to the consumer. But say they didn't get the pool. Say the seller says, no, I'm only going to give them 405. The buyer has up to 60 days to add that on. After that, they're locked into their plan. Okay, the claims process. I think this is really, really important. Just helping set that right expectation. And I know we talked about that a little bit before the class started. The homeowner must contact First American first. A lot of homeowners will just go ahead and call their own technician and send us the bill. That typically is not going to turn out as a positive experience for them unless we can deem it was something truly, I mean, they had sewage backing up. There are circumstances where we do allow that and take into consideration, hey, we probably would have done the same thing. But most of the time, if it's just a dishwasher or something like that, probably not going to reimburse. We do have to allow the techs per the contract 24 to 48 hours to contact the homeowner to set that appointment. Most of the time they're doing next day, but they do have that 48 hours. At the time of service, the service fee is collected by the technician. It's $75, but now when they have their online, a lot of homeowners are going ahead and paying it by credit card on their online system. They now, when they call in, we'll ask them, do you want to go ahead and prepay that? They're like, yeah, that would work out great because I'm going to have my mother meet them over there. So we have a lot of different options going on that. The termite service fee is $200. If the same failure occurs within 30 days, there's not another service fee charged. Some companies do that. We do not. It's considered a recall. So especially if you get a call and your client says, oh, sorry, great, I had something done and now it's happened again. Tell them to place that as a recall. Just tell them to call me. Yeah, call me. Service fees can be paid online up front, the day of service. A claim is considered an emergency when the failure of a covered item renders the home uninhabitable. A lot of times they're flooding, that water heater's flooded it. They may have a foundation leak that's flooding the home. Kind of depends on what it is. Sewage, that's always going to be an emergency. If they don't have any facilities to use in the house, water's had to be cut off, different things like that, we will expedite it to an emergency status. I didn't put it on here, and I will, but we are doing $150 towards like a window unit or a portable AC. If we run into a hang up and maybe the technician took an extra day, or maybe we have to order a specialty blower motor, we will let them, I will reimburse them. They can spend that however they want, but they do have to send me that receipt of you know, whatever they purchased, so I can get them that $150 back. And normally we'll give them the $75 service fee back as well. All right, not covered. Let's talk about some not covered stuff. All right, so what do you think about this here? roots in the septic system, roots in the main plumbing lines, that's going to be way beyond the scope of what a home warranty can cover. Not going to be covered. This one right here, it took me a while when my manager put that on. I was like, what is that? That is an oven that we actually got a claim on. It had never, ever, ever been cleaned. You couldn't even tell what the coils were inside this oven. That would be considered misuse or abuse. And this one is the dog chewing off the little latch that put the detergent in. And I'll tell you, a couple of claims that I have had on this lately is kids standing on the dishwasher door or the oven door to get to the microwave or the glasses. Not going to be covered. And then they can drop that glass and it falls and shatters the cooktop. Not going to be a normal wear and tear. Not going to be covered. All right, so let's talk about just a few. All right, so something not considered normal wear and tear. Items not in safe working condition at the start of the contract. Modifications. That one's always a tricky one. So I have an agent here in town. We're replacing her dishwasher. And it's an older home. That dishwasher was kind of an odd size. And it was really old. Okay, I'll just say that. They don't make that size anymore. So there's going to have to be some cabinetry work done on her part for us to get that in there. Home warranty companies are not going to come in and restructure the home in any way. So that kind of caught her off guard a little bit, but we did cover the dishwasher and the labor. Foundation issues, nothing foundation-wise is covered. Structural issues of any kind. Windows, I get a lot of call on windows and fireplaces. Now on fireplaces, if it's gas, we do cover the gas line all the way to the turnkey. But after that, we don't cover anything in the fireplace. Roofs, cleaning and maintenance, shower pan. Sometimes this can catch people off guard. Why do you think we wouldn't cover the shower pan?
Insurance doesn't cover.
Yeah, because you have to get into the structure of the shower. You're gonna have to pull out that tile. You may have to do work on the outside. You're going to have to put all that tile back. That's just way beyond what we can do, matching tile and all that. So that one can catch people off guard. Items not even mentioned in the home warranty. The garage door itself. I get people really angry about that. We do cover the garage door openers, and we cover as many as they have. They can have a 5-car garage, and we're going to cover all of those. But sometimes what happens when they go out, it causes it to go off track and it will ruin the door. We don't cover the door itself because it's structural. Okay? Missing or damaged part, that's kind of a common one. When people move in, they might not realize that they didn't get an inspection. There's dials, knobs, things missing, not going to be covered. Outside kitchens and patios, I'm working on that one. Because doesn't it seem like a lot of the new houses all have those? I don't think we'd have to have any more vendors because we already have electricians and plumbers and appliances. Wouldn't cover like the fireplace, but it would cover the gas line and different things. So I really want to work on that one. Vandalism, that's always going to be your homeowners. Water softeners, we do not cover. Secondary damage, that always catches people off guard. Water heater burst out the bottom, floods, ruins the hardwood floors. We're only going to cover the water heater and the labor. We're not going to cover the hardwood. That's going to be a homeowner's insurance claim. Probably going to be quite a bit. Okay, problems outside the foundation of the home, electric gates, sprinkler systems, misuse or abuse like that oven, elevators, water fountains. Warranties don't match brand, dimension, or color. I had a pink toilet the other day in the TCU area, and they were dead set on having a pink toilet back in there. We can't go on to Amazon or wherever and find that. We're going to offer a white toilet, or if it was beige, bisque, something, maybe even black, but pink, we're not going to match it. So they took the cash out on that. Match brands, we really don't. We can't have an account with every single vendor out there. Sometimes we run into brands that they no longer make. So we really have to have that in there. So they may have had a GE. We may be putting back a Whirlpool. Sometimes that doesn't go over, but that's, you know, it's good to know that. All of our limits are on page 10. And then let's go over, we went over the first class upgrade. So I think it's always good to go over some things that are not. Ways to for claims, super easy. We are open 24/7. It doesn't matter if something happens at midnight. People will tend to wait until the next morning, but you're getting in line when you're making that claim. As soon as you make that claim, you're getting in line with that contractor. So encourage, if someone calls you about a claim, tell them to make it immediately. Don't wait. It's better. We're open 24/7. Because you don't want six people getting ahead of you, especially if it's a Sunday night. You want to be first on the list Monday. Keep in touch. I love this. Not a lot of agents use it, but we will always send out 3 postcards for you to your buyer. So when your buyer orders, at the end of that order page, like online or with me, tell me if you want in touch. We want to send out 3 postcards from you to that buyer to keep your name and your company in front of them for referrals. So that way when their neighbors, friends are talking, they say, oh yeah, hey, yeah,
I use somebody not do that.
I use so-and-so. It just gets forgotten. It just get really, I think it just gets overlooked. You do yours online. Do you do the in touch?
Every time.
I'd say I love that. I love that. So don't forget about them. One goes out at 90 days. The next one goes out at 6 months. The congratulations on your 1 year in your home goes out on the 1 year mark. So they're at no cost.
You go online and fill it out for each
buyer. When you're ordering it online, you just, so there's literally a box that says, keep
in
touch.
Just call Cindy.
Yeah. Always tell me. And usually if you order it through me, I always click that when I do my orders.
Okay.
But if you happen to do it through title, if you happen to do it on your own, it's just right at the bottom. So sometimes it gets overlooked. So keep that in mind. Why not use a good no-cost referral plan? Marketing, we've got door hangers. We've got open house flyers. We've got just listed cards you can print. You can order off of our website. You can now upload your own logo and picture to any of our materials if you're looking for some new stuff. Or you can upload that, send it to yourself. You can send out our newsletters. You can use any of that.
So we're talking about just listed just so. And how much they would cost, like an express docs or something. So instead of doing it from that perspective, mortgage companies do it too, but you can go into their system and order the same card. It's going to have your picture on it, but it's going to be more branded, I guess, to the company that's getting it.
Mm-hmm.
But the point is, it's your name's on the card to contact.
Mm-hmm.
And they're free.
You just
gotta
remember,
and a lot of people don't remember all this free stuff.
I know, we get so busy, and you've got so much going on. If there's anything that I can get you, I did bring some samples of some different things over there. There's some things for your listing packets that help the homeowners go through and kind of declutter their home. There's all sorts of stuff. We'll look at those here in just a minute. Okay, so we're almost to the end here. What makes First American stand out in the home warranty industry? Our big HVAC coverage. It really is bigger than anyone else's in the industry. There's a no obsolete clause. You might not realize that a lot of home warranties have this. So say they're replacing a wall oven and a portion of that is obsolete. It's not available anymore. Maybe the oven works. The top part does. The bottom, the element went out. It's obsolete. They don't make it anymore. We're going to replace the entire wall system. Okay? We're not going to use the no obsolete to get out of that. The unknown conditions is covered. The failures due to lack of maintenance, the rust, sediment, corrosion. The pool coverage includes salt and the hot tub. We allow 30 days of payment. A lot of companies, it's not covered. Your buyers are not covered until title sends us the check. We will actually go ahead and service. We'll send out Reiki. We'll send out pest control, even though we haven't even received the funds. We just have to receive it within 30 days or our system will shut it down then. But we could have already serviced. Sometimes title runs behind. So we just give them a little bit of leeway there. Termites, the pest control, the Reiki, all in the basic. The no-cost seller's coverage. Don't forget about that. And last but not least, me. I think I make the biggest difference just because I'm your advocate out in the field. I want to help you guys succeed. So anything that I can help you do, let me know. If I can help you get supplies, if I can help you order, if I can help with quotes, I am always here to help you. So if you don't have me in your phone, please take a moment today and make sure that I'm in there. So that way, when you need me, I'm already there. You're not thinking, oh gosh, what was her name? So, well, thanks for having me, guys. And
Thank you.
I hope you guys learned something you didn't know.
So who is your number one competitor that you run into the most?
I would say probably American Home Shield.
Thank you guys for tuning in to the Century 21 Property Advisors podcast today. Make sure you like and share if you got value, and spread the knowledge.